It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest picked up the cello after a 25-year hiatus. He tells the story of learning new things at a later age and joining the Late Starters Orchestra.
First, we're about an hour away from kickoff at Team USA's first match at the 2014 World Cup. They'll be playing Ghana, a team that has knocked them out of the championship twice.
Team USA may be going in with some baggage when it comes to their opponent, but their new German coach has shaken things up, and the team looks pretty different from past years. Here with us now is Wall Street Journal reporter Matthew Futterman. He joins us from Natal, Brazil, where the U.S.-Ghana match is set to start within the hour. Matthew, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So some of the soccer I watched yesterday looked like they were playing in the rain. I've heard there's a lot of rain down there. How is the weather right now?
Well, I'm in Natal at the stadium where the U.S. is playing tonight. It's very humid. Clouds have come in. Looks like it's probably going to rain later. But it depends on where you are. In the north and the northeast part of the country, it's been quite hot and humid, and there has been a fair amount of rain. Further to the south, it gets a little cooler and a little more comfortable.
How does rain affect the way tonight's game might be played?
Well, it just makes the field very slick. And, the fields actually have been holding up pretty well in the rain. They're not falling apart. They're not becoming mud fields. They really are holding up pretty well. It just makes it slick. And, it probably favors the more precise passing team because the ball will move very quickly. And if you're good at passing like that, that could help you.
So tonight's game, U.S. plays Ghana, not necessarily a soccer powerhouse, but it sounds like they've been the bane of the United States lately. How has Ghana gotten in the way of the American team?
Ghana is just an incredible, is a very athletic team. They are very, very driven, of course. I'm not saying the U.S. isn't driven, but in the last two World Cups, they've really just sort of outworked the U.S. in a way that I think has sort of surprised them. They also have this terrific striker, the captain Asamoah Gyan. I'm probably mispronouncing his name, but it's something along those lines. And he really rises to the occasion in the World Cup. He certainly did last time, and I think all indications are he's really in top form as we head into tonight's game.
Ghana has been a roadblock for Team USA. Do you get a sense from following the American team that this is a team they're worried about based on past experience?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they talk about Ghana in a different way than you heard them. I remember 8 years ago heading into games and they were supposed to play Ghana, and you would hear them basically say, well, Ghana, they're fast. And that was about all you heard about them. But now, they've experienced getting beaten by Ghana twice. It senses, they're fast, they're athletic, they're smart, they're physically very tough to deal with. So, I think Ghana, you lose twice in a row at big tournaments to a team, and they get in your head.
Hmm. So what you just listed, Team Ghana's strengths, what's the Team USA strength, their style of play, too?
Well, I think what's really made Team USA better in the last 4 years is that they've become a much sort of faster, more attack-minded team. I think that heading into the last World Cup, you sort of knew the U.S. was going to be physically strong and try and put up a pretty good defensive front, but they weren't going to be a team that was going to be coming at you from all directions. Under Jurgen Klinsmann, their coach, he's really tried to get them to think in terms of, attacking with 11, defending with 11 is what he likes to say, although the goalkeeper doesn't do much attacking. But, really sort of flying at opponents and bringing defenders up to join the attack, and it's a great deal of speed and movement. Those are the things he emphasizes.
But emphasizing attack like that and bringing defenders up, is that going to give Ghana and other teams openings if they get caught out with too many people up front?
Yeah, it certainly could. You have to do it. You got to do it strategically. You got to figure out where to exploit your tactics, and you also have to have, one or two people assigned to always be keeping an eye on who is going up, and have that person make sure to stay back. In the past few games, the U.S. has really been relying on Kyle Beckerman to do that job, to sort of provide a security blanket in front of the defense, and he's allowed the other midfielders, the more attack-minded midfielders, to go up.
For those not that familiar with the U.S. team, let's meet them a little bit. Who are a couple of the leaders on Team USA?
Well, I mean, it starts with Clint Dempsey, who is the captain of the team, and he's, you know, the most prolific goal scorer for an American in the English Premier League history. He scored 23 goals playing for Fulham a few years ago. But, you know, Clint is not exactly the most rah-rah guy. He's not sort of the classic commander either on the field or in the locker room. So there's a bunch of players who have really sort of filled that void and filled that vacuum. And I think the most obvious thing that, you know, even a non-soccer fan will see when they watch this game is that Michael Bradley, the central midfielder, is easy to spot because he has a shaved head in the middle of the field. He really sort of runs the team, and he's always barking instructions and telling people where to go and really sort of quarterbacking the attack and getting people back on defense.
Who, if we're going to score any goals tonight, who are the most likely suspects to put one in?
Well, you know, the U.S. does much better when Jozy Altidore, the striker, scores. Jozy plays in England and had a really rough season, and he's playing for the club Sunderland, which is a pretty bad club. And, you know, by the end of the season, he wasn't really on the first team. He came out of his slump against Nigeria in the final friendly. And scored for the first time in months. So, you know, if he scores, that's a really good sign for the U.S. He scored a bunch of goals for them last summer in the qualification tournament. And, you know, that's someone you really have to look towards. After that, you know, they can get goals from Michael Bradley. They can get them from Clint Dempsey. They can get them from Fabian Johnson, who has been playing in the right back position, but has become an incredibly aggressive player and can make rushes and actually put goals in the back of the net.
A lot of the talk before the World Cup was a player who's not going to be playing, Landon Donovan, one of the better-known names, left off by Jurgen Klinsmann. Was this a big controversy in the soccer world, or did people in the know think it made sense?
You know, it was a big controversy in the soccer world, and people in the know were up in arms about it. I think a lot of them have been covering Donovan for a lot of years and has gotten to know him and sort of, you know, seen him as something of a security blanket. I would not put myself in that camp. The little I saw of Donovan in the friendly against Mexico back in March and then in, you know, clips of him in training camp is, you know, he just looks slow and overweight, or at least, you know, heavier than he had been. And, you know, not quite there. Jurgen Klinsmann believes in youth and speed, and wherever he can get youth and speed, he's going to make that decision. And you can make that decision to go with those traits. That's what he went with in 2006 when he was coaching Germany, and I think that's sort of his playbook this way.
To move on in the World Cup, the U.S. has to come out of Group G. People have called it the Group of Death. What is so deadly about Group G?
Well, you have Germany, who is, you know, penciled Germany into the semifinals. That's been pretty much the story of the World Cup for the last, I don't know, half century or so at this point. Germany is just a real consistent powerhouse team. As we speak, they're up 2-0 against Portugal. Then you have Portugal, who is playing with Cristiano Ronaldo. He is the best player in the world, as simple as that. Now, he is hurt a little bit. He's had sort of a bum knee of late. But he is he's just the most dangerous player on any field. After that, you have the U.S., who's the best team in CONCACAF. They won the qualifying tournament. And then after that, you have Ghana, who's arguably the best team from Africa. They went to the quarterfinals in 2010, really should have been in the semifinals. They missed the penalty kick in the final moment. That would have sent them there. That's about as strong a group as you'll get in the World Cup.
Do you think the U.S. is going to make it out of this group?
I actually do think the U.S. is going to make it out of this group. I sort of believe in Klinsmann. I think the players have come to the point where they really believe in Klinsmann, and they really seem to believe in themselves. It's the most obvious thing in the world to say that, you know, they have to win this game against Ghana to get out of the World Cup and get out of the group, and that's probably true. But this team seems to be in the right form at the right time. They're very healthy. They don't have injuries to any of their key players. And that's a lot of the battle at the level where they are in international soccer. If you can come into this tournament feeling good about yourself, and they won three games ahead of the tournament, and they won the qualification tournament in their region, in what's called CONCACAF, North and Central America and the Caribbean, that's about all you can ask for.
And as you've described the two teams, win or lose, it sounds like it could be a fun match to watch.
Yeah, I think it is going to be a fun match to watch. I think all the World Cup games so far, most of them at least, have been fun matches to watch. I think that's been the greatest thing so far during this first group of games. It seems like this idea of attacking fast-paced play has really taken over of late, and it seems to be a reaction against the kind of very possession-oriented, somewhat defensive style of play that had been really mounting in the World Cup over the last 20 years. They were only scored, I think, about 2.7 goals a game in South Africa in 2010. And if you think about it, that's just not very many goals. And look, it's not just Americans. People everywhere in the world like to see goals when they watch games. That's just, that's exciting. And I think you're going to see some goals today.
Matthew, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
We've been speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Matthew Futterman about Team USA's first match of the World Cup against Ghana. He joined us from Natal, Brazil, where the teams are set to kick off within the hour.